Dear students, this is Christy. Today we are going to discuss the poem Jarfi Lesson from our text Honeydew, written by Zulfikar Ghosh. Zulfikar Ghosh is a novelist, poet, and an essayist. A native of India and current resident of Texas, his works are primarily magical realism, blending fantasy and harsh realism. What is the theme of the poem Jarfi Lesson? In the poem, the poets endeavor to bring out about human beings the earth and learning where that the human tendency to build borders, to erect walls, to create fences had reflected that the people on earth are selfish and narrow, for they hate each other. Water fulfilled the necessities like agriculture, transport, business and others. He found that valleys were populated which had met the necessities of the people. Thus, the poet gave logic behind the entire geography of this earth. The poem Jarfi Lesson is all about the way earth looks from different altitudes. This poem is divided into three parts. Three heights a jet airplane traveled to study about the earth. On reaching each stage, soaring higher and higher, the experts in the plane learned new facts about the earth's past, but only one question remained unanswered. Now we can take into consideration the three stages from where the plane made observations and find the answer to the question that the travelers asked. At the very first stage, meaning at the moment the jet just took off, the passengers in the jet learned about one thing for certain, that is, the development the humans have made out of inevitability. In fact, the cities of the past were never planned as they are these days. Cities have emerged at certain places where people lived together around a river for food and safety, which is the main cause of one city's haphazard look. In the second stage, when the jet was about 10,000 feet, could notice that the earth cities were found located on the banks of the river and a little above the river level on valleys. Also, the easy availability of water is observable. The availability of water helped from drinking to irrigation. This was the prime reason why civilizations flocked around rivers. But at the last stage, when the jet was about 6 miles, could find some lessons of geography along with inherent human selfishness. When the jet was 6 miles above, it was difficult to learn why people hate each other, why they build wall across cities, and why they kill other people. Here, only the poet is trying to bring out the fact that human beings have achieved a lot of knowledge about the earth and beyond. We have learned much about the earth, its shape, the emergence of cities and nations, but we have failed to learn how to love others and live peacefully on this wonderful planet. These are the lessons on geography, together with the human narrow-mindedness and all other human vices and necessities of living, have been expressed through the poem Jarfi Lesson by Zulfikar Ghosh. So now, what are the three stages the poem deals with? The first stage, the city looked haphazard, unplanned and without style. And the second stage, the country had cities where the rivers ran and the valleys were populated. The land and water attracted man. And the third stage, the earth was round and it had more sea than land. The poetic devices used in this poem are alliteration, that is the repetition of consonant sounds in a line, sprang into the sky, in the words sprang and sky. It scaled 6 inches, scaled and six. Why the valleys were valleys and where are the alliteration. The other device, rhyming words, round, found, ran, man, populated, delineated, land, understand, mile, style, city, inevitability. These are the rhyming words used in this poem. And the next device is repetition. The first line and the last line of the first two stanzas are repeated. The words you have learned in this poem: inevitable, meaning that cannot be avoided; haphazard, meaning without plan or order; delineated, meaning shown; sprang, the past form of spring, that's moved upward in a single and quick motion. The recap of the poem: at the very first stage, that is at the moment the jet just took off, the passengers in the jet learned about one thing for certain, that is the development the humans have made out of inevitability. In the second stage, when the jet was about 10,000 feet, could notice that the earth cities were found located on the banks of the river and a little above the river level on valleys. But at the last stage, when the jet was above 6 miles, could find some lessons of geography along with inherent human selfishness. When the jet was 6 miles above, it was difficult to learn why people hate each other, why they build wall across cities, and why they kill other people. Now the assignment part: why do people hate each other and why do people kill each other? Mention any 5 reasons. What do you think will happen to the human settlements in the future? Write a paragraph in about 100 words in your notebook. Dear students, hope you understand and appreciate the poem Geography Lesson by Zulfikar Ghosh. Thank you.